As a native New Yorker, I've longed to pay my respects and become a part of New York's grief. Recently, my daughter and I wrote names of the fallen victims on silver medallions that would be placed on two 12-foot towers in the Bellevue Square Park. We must have written 120 names and felt reluctant to leave. Fortunately, on September 20th, I will get another chance to continue this complicated healing process. My high school classmates organized a 40th class reunion on Staten Island at our school, which housed so many New Yorkers seeking refuge that fateful day. There are five of us girls who will room together at the Staten Island Hotel to laugh, cry, reminisce, and visit Ground Zero. Last September, I browsed online through the Staten Island Advance newspaper, wondering if any of my classmates would appear on the missing list. But slowly I came to the realization that it would be my classmates' sons and daughters, nieces and nephews, who would grace that list. Time had stood still for me here in Seattle, but as New Yorkers, their lives changed forever. The changes I'll find during my upcoming trip will no doubt overwhelm me. After peering into the hole at Ground Zero and reading as many messages as possible, I'll head for the quiet respite of the cemetery at Trinity Church. I used to work near Wall Street, where we would seek out the cemetery during lunch hour to escape the bustle of the crowded, hot, humid streets. I'll reflect and say a prayer. The healing will continue.